It's the Reader's Notebook for Wednesday, February 8th, 2017. Today is the birthday of English art critic and prolific author John Ruskin, who was born in London in 1819. A prominent social thinker and philanthropist as well, Ruskin wrote on subjects as varied as geology, architecture, ornithology, botany, and political economy. His writing styles and literary forms were equally varied. Ruskin also penned essays and treatises, poetry and lectures, travel guides and manuals, letters, and even a fairy tale or two. The elaborate style that characterized his earliest writing on art later gave way to plainer language, designed to communicate his ideas more effectively. In all of his writing, he emphasized the connection between nature, art, and society. He also made detailed sketches and paintings of rocks, plants, birds, and landscapes, as well as architectural structures and ornamentation. He was hugely influential in the latter half of the 19th century and right up to the First World War. After a period of relative decline, his reputation has steadily improved since the 1960s, with the publication of numerous academic studies of his work. Ruskin first came to widespread attention with the first volume of his Modern Painters in 1843, an extended essay in defense of the work of J.M.W. Turner, in which he argued that the principal role of the artist is truth to nature. From the 1850s onward, he championed the Pre-Raphaelites, who were influenced by his ideas. His work increasingly focused on social and political issues. Ruskin was greatly influenced by the extensive and privileged travels he enjoyed in his childhood, which helped establish his taste and improved his education. His father visited various business clients in Britain's country houses, exposing him to English landscapes, architecture, and painting. Tours took them to the Lake District and to relatives in Scotland. As early as 1825, they visited France and Belgium. Their continental tours became increasingly ambitious, so that in 1833 they visited Strasbourg, Milan, Genoa, and Turin, places to which Ruskin frequently returned. During this period, he also developed his lifelong love of the Alps, and in 1835 he first visited Venice, which he called that paradise of cities, and which became both the symbol in and the subject of much of his later work. Ruskin's influence reached across the world. Tolstoy described him as one of the most remarkable men not only of England and of our generation, but of all countries and times, and he quoted extensively from him, translating his works into Russian. Proust not only admired him, but helped translate his writings into French. Gandhi wrote of the magic spell cast on him by Ruskin's art and thought, and he became especially popular in Japan through the influence of art patron and philanthropist Ryuzo Mikimoto. Ruskin's work has also been translated into German, Italian, Spanish, Portuguese, Hungarian, Polish, and a host of other languages, even the constructed language Esperanto, as well as the African Bantu dialect Gikuyu. He died in Lancashire on January 20, 1900, at age 80. "A thing is worth what it can do for you," he said, "not what you choose to pay for it." I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for February 8, 2017. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.